fucking camera out of my face. I'm not fucking...
Get the fucking camera out of my face! Get the fucking camera out of my face! Fuck!
Fuck!
Fuck! Motherfucker! Motherfucker!
Hello, I'm Wanda Stinky Snatch and welcome to Entertain Tadaya Inanamendo's Dirt Tonight. Tonight my guest is 2-time Grammy winner, and 5-time convicted sex offender, 40 Ounce Hyena. Hello, 40, and thanks for coming out.
Thanks, Wanda. The pleasure's all mine.
So let's start off by asking you about your most recent project. I believe it's called The Finger Up the Butt. How is that coming along?
Finger Up the Butt is actually a collaborative piece I've been working on with Ziptie. You might know him from the band Elbow Deep. But, yeah, that's actually a collaborative piece that I've been working on with for the Dirty Sanchez Foundation as part of our quarter community service that we got stuck with last year.
Ah, yes. Ziptie Martinez, he is your producer, correct? You two became friends when you met when you were both serving time in the Palmer County Jail.
Yeah, I met Ziptie probably about 5 years ago. I was serving 6 months for impersonating a police officer in theft of livestock, and I think Ziptie was just finishing up a 1-year sentence for public nudity and welfare fraud. Yeah, I mean, it started off a little rough. There was maybe one or two instances of some pretty brutal shower rape, but, I mean, eventually we became pretty good friends. He's a great guy. I like working with him.
So, you have come up with some truly groundbreaking ideas in the areas of writing, music, and the arts in general. Where do you come up with your ideas? Cock and balls, cock and balls, cock and balls, roo doo doo doo, where do you now?
I got a lot of things churning around inside my head, all these great ideas spinning around like a blender full of some kind of blendable material, like a margarita or a bag of dead mice or something. It's kind of like a big carnival of fun and excitement, only like less fun and excitement and more horror and hair-lipped carnies and cross-eyed plush zebras that you're pretty sure the aforementioned carny's been having sex with. It's kind of like that.
Speaking of carnivals, one of the members of your Beyond Recognition crew used to be a carny, right? The Wombat, I believe it was.
Oh yeah, that'd be Hot Carl. He's one of our sound techs. Yeah, I think he was a carny, I think. I know he's a which is odd. I've never met a wombat before. Yeah, he's a great sound guy. He's got a hair lip. And, yeah, it actually grosses me out really bad. Can we not talk about Hot Carl? I'm thinking about his hair lip now. It's really creeping me out.
We recently discovered here at Enter Dirt Tonight that you are a furry. How long have you been a furry?
And how did you find that out?
We found incriminating convention photos of you on the internet.
Oh, well, I see. Actually, I'm not a furry. I mean, as you can see, I'm a hyena. I have been since, I think I had my surgery about 1.5 years ago. But, yeah, I mean, I guess I found my spirit guide, my totem animal, if you will, when I was about 9 years old.
And how did you make this discovery about yourself?
Oh, it's a funny story, actually. You see, when I was little, my dad was really into dogfighting, right? Not, like for fun or anything, that would be fucked up, but we gambled on dogfights, so, you know. So when we were at the dogfight...
Wait, your father would take you to watch his dogfight?
Oh, no. We were really poor. We couldn't afford a dog, so my dad and guys from the neighborhood would make me fight stray dogs and bet on who would win.
Your father would make you fight dogs to the death for money?
Yep. Oh, man. You know, sometimes I still wake up... sometimes I still wake up screaming the taste of fur and blood in my mouth. Oh, man, childhood is such a magical time. I really do miss it sometimes, you know? But, yeah.
Well, it looks like that's all the time we have today, so... Thanks for coming on our show. Anything you'd like to say before you go?
Hey, you have a great night too, Wanda. We'll be waiting for you in the studio parking garage. Have a great night.